Is Shabbos Shalom. And one of the characteristics of Shira, of song, when we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a fundamental dialectic that's embedded in Shira. By dialectic, I mean there's two ideas that are seemingly antithetical one to the other. On the one hand, Shira is something which is very ennobling, very elevating, something that is meromim, that elevates a person to the heights of ecstasy. On the other hand, there's also a humbling element in Shira as well. I'm going to attempt to demonstrate that dialectic, what I call tzvei dinim. Okay, can I use that language?
I know that.
Very good.
It would have helped me more than dialectic.
Okay, so on the one hand, the obligation to say Shira is overwhelming and overpowering. How do I know that? From the pasuk that precedes the Shira. The Torah describes an unbelievable ness that occurred. You're all aware of that ness, that here we are being pursued by the Egyptians. In front of us, we have a raging sea, and we are in a very difficult situation, to say the least. And the Torah goes on and tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, the Teis Yodcha al Ayom, V'yashuv ha-mayim ha-mitzrayim al-lichbo v'yad parasho. Moshe extends his hand, V'yashuv ha-yom lifnos bo v'yisano, U'mitzrayim nosim likroso. The Egyptians are literally, they are rushing headlong. V'yina'er Hashem es mitzrayim b'toch ha-yom. What a verb. V'yina'er. You have to have a knowledge of Hebrew to appreciate it, but when a person takes a kedera, takes a pot and turns it upside down, that's called the language of Vayinna'er, the way the Targum translates it. Unbelievable Targum. That's how you know the translation of the difficult words. Vishanik, Shin, Nun, Yud, Kof. And that, Rashi on the spot, refers to the following. When they went into the Yav, you know what happened? Olim, V'yordim, U'mishtabrim, Bayam. They're going up and down. I don't know if you've ever been, hopefully never, in such a cascading, torrential kind of currents that the sea actually is capable of producing, and a person actually is literally tossed to and fro. That's what Rashi describes over here. And what does Hashem do? Hashem gives them the ability to weather all of this in order that he should continue to receive Yisurit. So the language of Ayinna'er, says Rashi, is shown tiruf. You know what tiruf means? Where a person is literally subjected to this tossing and turning upheavals physically, turned upside down, left and right, and as a result, by Yeshuv HaMayim, by Chasu HaSarechem, by Saparoshim, I'm reading Perek, Yudalid Pasuk, Chavches, Chavtes, the end of the Perek, Lo Nishar Bohem Ad Echad. Literally, they were all totally eliminated. And, Uvnei Yisrael Holchu Vayavosha B'soch HaYom, we are able to go walk on dry land, unbelievable, Yeshua of Klal Yisrael was saved from a raging sea, and we also see Mitzrayim Es Hashas Hayom, and now the pasuk which precedes the Shira, we say it every day, I believe in the, before the Oz Yoshe, Vayah Yisrael Es Hayar Agdola, Asher Osa Hashem Li Mitzrayim. Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem, translated, they
saw.
Vayiru, two yuds, so therefore it can't mean what you said, but rather it means that fear. Vayamina Vashem Moshe Abdo, there's Emuna, Oz Yoshe Moshe, Neisos, Ashir Azos. So we have here right away the dialectic that I'm talking about. On the one hand, Shira, they're singing to Hashem. They're overwhelmed with ecstasy. They are in an ecstatic state over the fact that they were saved from such a raging sea and from the Egyptians. Mitzat Sheni, Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem. They are frightened. They are shaking. They are sittering. Sittering in Yiddish means to shake. So we have here a dual kind of response, which is the dialectic that I'm referring to. And that's what Shira does. On the one hand, it's ennobling, it's elevating, it's something which is very miroman. On the other hand, there's an element here of fear because of Hashem Yisbarach outstretched hand. What he did over here was nothing short of being mind-boggling. Shira is an outpouring of emotions. It's a hishtapus hanefesh. It reflects the deep-seated need of a Jew to rendezvous with Hashem Yisbarach, with his Creator. It presents the Jew with an opportunity to effect what is known in English as rapprochement with Hashem Yisbarach, namely to connect with Hashem Yisbarach. Shira, I can express my heartfelt hakara satov. I don't know. I think there's a minhag. I saw it in Chutzlars when I was just in Riverdale again. That there's a practice that they did it. Interestingly enough, the Adam Zemiris was said right after Shachris. Apparently, many shuls are doing it. I understood why, because at the end of davening, it's out of control, and in order to somehow maintain some sense of dignity, I'm being polite. So they had this 3-year-old little kid who got up to the Amid and sang Adam Zemiros. Now Soloveitchik was very opposed to this practice. He was opposed, firstly, to Adam Zemiros being said by a 3-year-old child. Adam Zemiros is the most sublime of all shirim, where we are describing literally our ayani bonding with Hashem is Barach. And here we give that over to a 3-year-old child. That to Rav Soloveitchik was absolutely...
Gotta instill it.
He knows what he's saying.
You gotta instill it from an early age in the kids.
Any must speak Zman to respond to that comment, but perhaps privately I will discuss it with you. You don't give the most sublime of poetry that expresses my rhapsodic, heartfelt connectivity to Hashem Yisbarach to a 3-year-old child. Ben Chilas Kvaitcha. And the fact that the Vilna Gaon held you should only say this on Yom Kippur night, when we are involved in Shira, the whole Yom Kippur Tfilos involves Shira, Takadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to just the Adam Zemiros that is sung by many on an ongoing basis. But it's basically, you know what we say there, if you remember? Nafshi, maybe you can finish it. Before we get that, Anim Zemiros Vashirim Erog. What does that term mean? Well, Aleph Ayin Resh Gimel. Ki Ayol Tarog Alafi Kemoyim Kei Nafshi Tarog. The term Ayin Resh Gimel refers to my nefesh, my soul, is panting after Hashem Yisbarach. How do you give that over and on to a 3-year-old child? That's why the Vilna Gaon only said Adam Zemiros. According to many, he said it only once a year in Yom Kippur night, when the sanctity of the day, combining with the overwhelming sense of tshuva that catapults me to heights of ecstasy and to such sublime levels, am I in a position to go ahead and say Adam Zemiros. So I go back again to the what I call the dialectic over here. On the one hand, Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem, there's a sense of fear, of Yira. On the other hand, there's a sense of Shira, unbelievable ecstasy, as a result of Hashem Yisbarach effecting the Yeshua that he did. And if you read the Psukim, which you are familiar with, we say this every day, so it's very fascinating that the Pasuk says, Ashira Lashem, ki go'o go'o. Translate, go'o go'o. Loshen Geya. What's Loshen of Geya? Hashem Maloch. It could mean that also, what you said correctly. Hashem Maloch Geus Lovish. Remember that Pasuk? We say it every day in Davening. Hashem Maloch Geus Lovish. Hashem Yisbarach clothes himself with Geus. What does Geus mean?
Grandeur.
Excellent. With grandeur. But now the question is, Geus is a form of Gaiva. Gaiva is not a good thing. The Chazal say, Kol HaRod Divach HaRakavod. If you run at the cover, HaKavod Barech Mimenu. Cover runs away from you. Kol HaBarech Min HaKavod. But if you run away from cover, HaKavod Rod Divach HaRakavod. So isn't that a stira? We're not supposed to be Bali Gaiva. And yet it says Hashem Moloch Yeri Slavesh. It's one of the mitzvos of Hashem Yisbarach. The Gemara says in Yudalot, in Seitan, Tav Yudalot, Mahu Afato, Mahu Geya, Afato Geya. Mahu Eino Bal Gaiva, Afato Lo Tia Bal Gaiva. Isn't there a stira? So Hashem Moloch said, Tvei Dinim, there's Gaiva and there's Geya. Those are two totally different concepts. I can't go through everything. Not possible. Avegel Achas. Gaiva, of course, is a terrible mitzvah. What's Gaiva meaning? Person is arrogant. What else? Haughty. Cocky, what else? Any other?
Full of himself.
Correct. Full of himself. seder with himself. That is a midah that the Rambam said you should go to the other extreme. There's no golden mean, no shvil azov when it comes to that midah of gaiva. Meod meod hemishval ruach, says the Rambam. Why does the Mishnah write a pick up as meod meod? A lot, because it tells you to go to the other extreme. However, geyer is a sense of what's well, self-esteem. A person has to have a sense of self-esteem. Each one of you has beautiful attributes. You have gorgeous attributes. Major tchunos. And all of you have. Including yourself. Despite what your rabbi may have said to you. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I gathered that there was something that went on. Anyway, Bekitzer. Bekitzer, he holds that also. Al Tidak. He's just trying to light a fire under you. You're a beautiful young man. You probably have some peccadilloes here and there.
Yeah.
So we have to resolve that. Peccadilloes, you look it up, please. Anyway, so go back to the language of the pasuk. Ashiru Hashem ki go go sus v'erech v'ram avayam. You know what that means? Ki go go. Hashem's baruch is beyond the ken of my puny, awkward efforts to praise Him. I am not worthy of praising Hashem's baruch. I'm saying shira. Rashi here on this pasuk. Rashi says also on the other pasuk. If you remember, we also say this in the shira. Neira sehilois. That's my brother's favorite word, Neira. Neira sehilos oisei fele. Translate that. Hashem is Neira sehilos. Look, Rashi. Wow. Rashi says here something unbelievable. Lachod dumia tehila. Then Rashi says we are even frightened to sing the tehilos of Hashem. We're not worthy. We're not actually capable of saying all the tehilos of Hashem is barach. Lachod dumia tehila. And Rashi reflects the Gemara, which is found twice in Shas. I Gemara brachis on Yom Megillah. Everyone here knows brachis because everyone's learning Daf Yomi, from what I can see, with Rabbi Roblaski Shlita. And Megillah, oh, the whole yeshiva knows about it, because Rabbi Fuchs Shlita. So there's Gemara in two places in Shas. The Gemara has in brachis, the Gemara says over there, where's that? Alam Megillah, did they get that far yet in the brachis? Yes. It is, which Daf? Tomorrow. So of course you got there. With Rabbi Roblaski, ain't shot in Shum Sofik. Tomorrow's daf. Now, sorry, Wednesday's daf. Sorry, Daniel. Wednesday's daf. The Gemara says over there that there was someone who came before Rav Chanina, I believe it was, and he started praising Hashem. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagiba, Hanora, Ha'adir, Ha'azuz, Ha'yoru, Yechaza, Ka'amit. How do we call the entire litany? Noam. Avada, Yanichbad. So it says over there, him till not you see him. Rav Chanina waited until he finished, and then he said to him, see, I'm tenu lekuli shvara the rada kuli alma. What, you finished? After you went through this whole litany, he said, you finished? So the Gemara then goes on to say, I don't have the exact Gemara in front of me, but the Gemara goes on to say, had Moshe Rabbeinu not said this, so then we would not be allowed to go ahead and the Ashek Sadola, they introduced it in Tfilah, but really, the point the Gemara is trying to make is very simple. Namely, there's no way that one could possibly say all the shvachim of Hashem is bar. E-F-shar for puny, Lilliputian man to utter and articulate all the shvachim of Hashem is bar. A similar Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, you probably know that Gemara better. Mi mala guras Hashem, who's able to say the guras of Hashem? Rak mi shvachim Hashmiya kol tilasa. If you're able to say all the shvachim of Hashem, then you have the right to begin. But obviously, we don't have that capacity. And the Gemara says that someone who's besapir mishivcho shakal bofu nekam in ailam. The Gemara says it'll be uprooted from the world. By the way, Gemara Nebuchim, you probably are familiar with the God for the Perplexed. We have a lot of perplexed people here. So the Gemara Nebuchim was written for such individuals. And so the Gemara Nebuchim has a famous position which is called Tarim Shliliyim. Oh, you can only describe Hashem in what He's not. You can't describe Hashem in positive terms. How does he get that? From these two Gemaras. See, from these two Gemaras, that you can't describe Hashem in a positive kind of way. That's something which is impossible. E-F-shar. A human being. We are human. We are finite. We are limited. We are curtailed. We are handcuffed. We are hamstrung. We are basically straitjacketed. We don't have the ability to praise Hashem to the fullest extent. That's exactly what these two Gemaras are expressing, that idea. Of course, you know that all of Hashem's created beings praise Hashem on an ongoing basis. Anybody here say Perek Shira? There's something called Perek Shira. Are you familiar with that? course you are. You just...
So the animals. Please don't know.
Correct. Yet. Excellent. But on Friday night, what do we say in our davening? Oz Yeranino, Kolatzei Yoar. The trees, the grass, are all singing the Shvachim of Hashem Yisbarach. Lefnei Hashem, Kibod Yishvonus Haaretz. He's already in an ecstatic frame over there. Yay, Baruch Hashem.
What does that really mean?
Pshuto kimashmo. Do you not say the Mizmor of Kuf Yutes on Shabbos morning? Hashamayim is sapring kvod keel, umase yodo magid arakia. Yoyim liyoyim yabia oimer, v'layla l'layla yechavedoas. Ein oimer v'ein dvom li nishma koilom, v'chal oretz atzokavom. We say, Sego Mileim, La Shemesh, some oil bohem. Are you familiar with the translation of that? When I was 8 years old, my father was shalom, I think I told you already a few times, he told us he would give us a nickel for every tefillah that we memorized. First we had to know the translation, and then another nickel if we memorized the tefillah. By the time I'm 8, I knew all the tefillahs by heart with the translation. Obviously, it was for the money. For those nickels. I remember I was once in Lower East Side. What was that?
What can you buy with a nickel?
I'll tell you. That's what I'm about to get to. I'm on the Lower East Side. I happen to like Gus's pickles. Correct? And so I asked I go into the barrel, pull out a pickle from the brine, the whole business. And I says, how much is this pickle? Is it a nickel? So apparently the pickle was too large. So she, the proprietress, pulls out another smaller pickle and says, this pickle is only a nickel. I mean, the smaller one. And the other one apparently was a dime.
So the big one is a pickle and the small one is a pickle?
That's the mascara that Aaron comes to. My point is that based on Hashemayim Mishapim, every Shabbos morning we speak of the handiwork of Hashem sings His praises. So somehow, the handiwork of Hashem, as Shmuel mentioned, animals and birds, inorganic nature, is able to sing Shvachim to Hashem Yisbarach. However, a Jew only engages in Shira when my nefesh, my neshama, feels passionately the salvation of Hashem Yisbarach. And the song emanates from my bechira, from my sense of heartfelt ecstasy that I feel, namely, Vayah Yisrael Se'er HaGdol HaShe'as HaShem B'Mitzrayim. And at the same time, there's the dialectical pulls that are taking place over here. Vayiru Armas HaShem, a sense of fear, because I realize before whom Dalav Nimi Atomei, Sacheni, the obligation to say Shira. So there's a built-in dialectic. Matter of fact, Rashi quotes over here, Oz Yashi Moshe. By the way, I would suggest you start learning Rashi right now, because there's a lot of Rashi on B'Shalach. There are many Pashas in B'Shalach that need very careful attention. It will probably take you minimally to learn Rashi properly on the Pasha. I would say nothing less than between 50 and 100 hours. I don't see how it's possible to do less than that. Oz Yoshe Moshe, said Rashi. Oz Ksheru Hanes, when Moshe saw the miracle, Allah Belibo Sheyoshe Yeshira. What does it mean, Allah Belibo?
Got the idea.
There, thank you.
Inspiration.
My Rebbe. Rebbe Muak. Inspiration to say Shira, V'chein Oz Yedavi Yoshua. Afkan Yoshir, Omar Lehem Moshe, and Omar Lo Libo She Yoshir. His heart felt that he has to sing Shira Takon Yisroel, V'chein Osa. V'ayom Ulemer, Ashira Lashem, V'chein Yoshua, K'shara Anes, Omar Lo Libo She Yoshir. There's something that wells up within my heart that's so compelling, so overwhelming, that I cannot contain the floodgates of Shira. I simply feel constrained and compelled to say Shira to Hashem Yisbarach. My neshama craves an outlet. I have to give vent to my innermost passions and feelings. They have to be vented. But built into the very fabric of Shira is a hidden safeguard. That's the dialectic I'm talking about. Do you get my general gist? No? That what's built into it, the pasuk says, Ashira Hashem ki go, go. So, says Rashi, Al kol hashiros, ve al kol mashe akales, whatever I sing to Hashem, whatever I praise Him, Od Yesh Tosefet. There's a lot more to go. There's no way I can plummet the depths of gratitude that I owe to Hashem Yisbarach as a human being. E. F. Shah. I am limited. I am constrained. I am confined. Hashem's Baruch is infinite. Hashem's Baruch is altruistic. Hashem's Baruch is all chesed. How can I possibly, Lilliputian man, finite man, limited man, Golish mit Golish, how can I possibly say the proper Shvachim? And Rashi says, V'lo kimidas basel v'adam shemekalsim osav ein bo. Often we praise other human beings and we praise them in a fulsome kind of way, and they're not even worthy of such praise. They don't even have the basic substratum that would warrant that kind of praise. So what is Rashi trying to tell us? That built into the very structure of Shira is a paradoxical dialectic. On the one hand, we're duty-bound to engage in Sherech Hodah, to thank Hashem. I'll call Neshima, Neshima, the Gemara says in Brachas. Call on Neshama to Halal Ka, I'll call Neshima, Neshima. For every breath that we're able to take, we thank Hashem as Barach. So not to say Shira, I'd be remiss in my duty. I'd be Kofu Tov, the height of ingratitude. I'd be an ingrate. A lack of fundamental da'achas, a lack of fundamental decency. And those shira is something that naturally gushes forth like a spring that unleashes itself. But mitzad sheni, it's an impossible task. It's a task which is philosophically impossible, religiously impossible, it's senseless. How can I heap praises upon the infinite bari elam? And that's what I mentioned to you a second ago. The Rambam has a doctrine called Tarim Shlilin. You can only praise Hashem by providing negative attributes. He's not this, and he's not that, and he's not this, and he's not that. But there's no way that we can sing the praises of Hashem's Baruch in a positive kind of way. So hear what I'm saying, the dialectic? It's built into the very warp and woof of Shira. And I want to show you the language of the Rambam. Can I just trouble you for my Rambam over there? Chelek of the Rambam. I think I don't just read this Rambam first, and then you can speak. I just want to read one Rambam. That I believe the Rambam really reflects this tension. The very famous Rambam that all you are probably familiar with. In the Sedi HaTorah, I assume you're all familiar with the Rambam. Rambam writes here, I just want to read this language which is incredibly striking. Rambam is talking about in Perek Beis of the Sedi HaTorah of two mitzvahs, one called Avas Hashem, one Yiras Hashem. There's an obligation to love Hashem that you're familiar with. What does the Pasuk say? We are Avas Hashem Elokecha. There's another mitzvah to have fear of Hashem Yisbarach. As Hashem Elokecha Tira. Remember? Comes the Rambam, how do you go about doing it? So look what the Rambam says. Halacha Beis, Perek Beis, he said, Halacha Beis. B'shor she'iz b'inin ha'odah b'masuv v'bruv ha'nifloyim ha'gdolim. Person goes to the African safari in the Bronx Zoo. I used to go there every other Shabbos. One Shabbos, my father, I'm 5 years old. My father took me one Shabbos to the Bronx Zoo. And next Shabbos, we went to Botanical Gardens to see the flora and the fauna. This went on for years. By the way, don't be chayshini. I hope you won't be chayshini. We didn't have to go to the turnstile. We had a deal with the Shomer HaPesach. We went through the gate. My father paid him during the week. Or, as you would say, Noam, he paid him off. In order that we should not have to go through the turnstile. So the Rambam says, you go to the zoo, or you go to the Hayden Planetarium, which we used to go every third week, or every fourth week, went to the Museum of Natural History. That's what I grew up knowing. I know it's not your cup of tea. I don't blame you. You are busy learning Chef Schmeitzes and Tyson. But I was, this is what I did when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old with my father, Zechariah Nebuchadnezzar. So you take a look at the world out there, you examine the retina. You examine, where's the Makom Shechita of a giraffe? Very fascinating. When I learned Chulin, that's what I looked into. So the Rambam says, you are astounded. You see the creation of Hashem is Baruch, what he did, She'el Arech, well, okay, Miyad, what is your reaction? Hu Oheg, Mishabeach, Mefoer, Mesavet, Taibet, Dedo, Leid, Hashem Agolah. You see that? You're blown away. Shana, our students asked me, I've said this 1,000 times. Rabbi, one of them does not know Rosh Hashiva, he finally realized I'm Rosh Hashiva, to share to Rosh Raga. And so he said, finally Rosh Hashiva. He said, how do I know there's a God? So first I went with him, for all the philosophic proofs. I took a lot of courses in philosophy in this topic. Everyone, every proof can be refuted. But I told him there are 3 proofs besides the philosophic proofs. One is Donald Trump becoming president of the United States. There's no question that God exists. There's no way that such a person is going to become president of the United States. A complete and total, you fill the blank. Lion number 2, he never saw Gedolei Yisrael. I was able to see in my lifetime many Gedolei Yisrael. each time I saw another gadol, I just flipped out. Whether it's Amesha Feinstein's Atzal, whether it's Av Soloveitchik's Atzal, Avyad Kamenetsky's Atzal, Avyad Yashiv's Atzal. I'm not going to give you a long list, but we'll be here for the next 2 hours. When I heard the Rav say a shir, Gabe, my Rebbe, will testify to this. He recently had the discourse of going through one of the Rav Soloveitchik's Machshav Ashura about Kerach.
I was floating.
And he was floating in the ambience. Floating in the stratosphere. And that's what David HaMelech said. That's the second reason why I believe in God when I saw Gedolei Yisrael. There are other reasons as well. I can't go through all of them right now. But the third reason is the ongoing existence of Klal Yisrael. I'm absolutely floored. I don't think it's possible. I think it's absolutely incomprehensible that we should continue to survive against the onslaught against us, which is essentially half the world, and throughout Jewish history, and throughout world history. Have you studied Jewish history carefully? You probably have. I assume you look like the type. But even if you don't study it carefully, you know Rabbi Beryl Wein, Moreno Rabbeinu, you heard of him?
No. Oh, yeah.
There's an outstanding rav in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Beryl Wein, Hashem should be marach yomav ad mea v'eshmonim shonim.
Amen.
He's written 5 coffee table books on Jewish history. You'd enjoy them. Do you read anything in English?
Sometimes.
Wow. So I'm not telling you to read Gibbons or Paul Johnson or the entire Gretz or Grazel 5 volumes. Which I did. I'm not asking you to read all that. Just coffee table books. You know, they're like for the normal people like you.
Yeah.
You would enjoy it. He goes through a bird's eye view of Jewish history. Oh.
What is it called?
Rabbi Beryl Wein. If you wish, maybe one day you'll come to my home and I will show you these books.
Okay.
I should bring them because they're very heavy. Will you remind me to bring them? I'll bring one or two to you. Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Rambam says, the moment you examine the world and you see the beauty of the botanical gardens and the African safari, miyad, what happens? You, first of all, love Hashem, but then you are suddenly recoiling. Who am I? I'm but a cipher in this unbelievable world. What am I? Ber Yavtan Ashrola. What is the Rambam saying here? Tzvei dinim. Dialectic. On the one hand, Avas Hashem, you're Moli Ava. Mitzvah Sheni, all of a sudden you are tzitling. Tzitling means you are shaking. You're frightened. The Zelba dialectic that I'm talking about here in Shira, the Rambam has over here. So how do you resolve this tension between Ava and Yira? So, Av Soloveitchik is at the side of Mizracha, Moreno Rabbeinu constantly spoke about this type of tension. Namely, homo religiosus versus cognitive man. Two different personalities. Adam 1 versus Adam 2. In the well-known, probably the most famous of all his essays, The Lonely Man of Faith. It's in Hebrew if you don't like the English. Or someone told me here, Rosh Hashiva, which one is worse? Or the Rav spoke about Brit Yehud and Brit Goral, man of destiny and man of faith. Everything is tzvei dinim. Everything is dialectical pulls. Or majestic man versus covenantal man. Or between the drive for moral autonomy and the religious fact of an imposed heteronomy. Or let's say it simply, sin and tshuva. That I think you can hopefully understand. And basically, we're supposed to achieve majestic destiny by engaging in Shira and simultaneously recognizing my finitude, my humanity, by recoil, by withdrawing. That's what the Rambam describes here, Ava V'Yira. That's that dialectical pull described by the Rambam. And this is why I'm not allowed to engage in Shira unless I have what our Soloveitchik would call in halakhic terminology, a matir. What does amata mean? Permission. That permission, a Jew approaches the issue of Shira dialectically, because I'm affirming the contradictory elements inherent in Shira. I'm trying to realize both, Ava, Vira, in a balanced kind of tension. I saw a very beautiful piece in the Sefer called Darash Darash Yosef. Very nice piece, where he discusses a Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, Soloway Street, that is, and discusses the question, and this is a question which you are familiar with. What is greater? A nice Golui, or what we say every day in the davening, V'yal Nisecha, Shebechol Yom Yimonu, which refers to what kind of Nisan? Nisan Nistar. What are Nisan Nistarim? As the Rav would describe it, the Tog Tegluch Zachi. The daily, natural rising of the sun, setting of the sun, pulling of the tides, and the like. The bats that come out at night. The bats in the belfry. That emerge in the darkness. Those are natural phenomena. So, which is a greater ness? A nes nigla, like Kriyas Yamsa? A nes nigla, like Yeshua, stopping the sun from setting? Or Nisan Nistar? So what would we normally say? What would the non-Jewish world say? Poshet. Of course a nes nigla. Hashem completely and totally undoes nature, negates the natural phenomena, negates the laws of nature, laws of botany, and laws of chemistry, and laws of physics, and the like. That's much greater. What do we hold? Punkt verkehrt. We hold that the greatest of Nisim are the Nisim Nistarim that Hashem does on a daily basis. And of course, part of Nisim Nistarim is the fact that I wake up every day, all of us, and we're able to breathe and able to function. And Hashem Yisbarach gives us the koach to not just function, but to go ahead and accomplish all kinds of things, and He should continue to give us that. Tzadu Nishmai, all of you, Mitz Hashem, Admei Ushmanim Shana as well.
Amen.
So, the Rav expressed this idea, Tzvei Dinim. There are two types of halal. I assume you're familiar with the Gemara on Shabbos, the Gemara on Kol Kisvei. Everybody knows this Gemara. We learned it before we were born in utero, in our mother's womb. That's what the Baal HaTanya says, we're able to remember, because with Rishum Manika, it's still there a little bit. You know, the Baal came and did what he did, but basically it's still there. So there are two Gemaras. Omer Rav Yisai. I want to be with those who say halal every single day. Then the Gemara says, but there's a chazal that's the opposite. You say halal every day, you're like guilty of what? Blasphemy. What's the issue? What's the resolution, Daniel, to this contradiction? What halal are we permitted to say every day? And is it even desirable to say every day, which we say every single day? That is called? Sugat Zimra. Excellent. Sukim of Zemer, we say it every day. Starts with, Bar Shamar, ends with? Excellent. However, to say Halal HaMitzri, which is the Halal we say when? On Yom Tov? We're talking about, what Halal is that? We're speaking about? Mitzeis Yisrael mi mitzoyim. Beis Yaakov neyam lo yeres. Hoyso Yehuda lekawawa watcho Yisrael mamshelo yeso hayom rov ayonos nisim gluyim hayarden yisov yochor ehodim rabduche yeilim Ayom Nisi, that's when we have Shabbos with the yeshiva. On Friday night, they start singing like the mountains are dancing. Give voice, Kim Leitzo. Imalecho hayom kisor. Hayadei tisor liyachor. Hey, Lord, dikeduche yeilim. Give voice, Kim. May live in a yadam kuliyones. May live nay Elo-ah-ya-akov. That's the way it should be pronounced. Ha-hofchi ha-tzum ha-gam-o-yim Chalom-ishlem-ay-no-mo-yim Bom, bom.
Sure.
Anyway, so the Gemara says, That halal mitzvah we're asking Hashem for nisim, are we allowed to ask Hashem for nisim on a daily basis? Chas v'shalom. That is blasphemous behavior. Why? Because we have no right to ask Hashem to change the chukki ha-teva, to change the laws of nature, that the mountains should start dancing. So, greater than the neis nigla are the nisim nistar. That's what the Ramban writes at the end of Bashas Bo. You probably came across the Ramban, I imagine, last week. The humdrum, routinized, regimented existence that we encounter on a daily basis, that should also bring a person to Rav Tzaddik Heights. I don't know how you say Psuga de Zimra. I imagine you say it very, very slowly. That's why usually when I come to the Yeshiva to Daven, which is come out every day, not these 3 days, because why am I not coming these 3 days? You know why? Because I was warned by the Kohanim they are not going to be here.
Charlie's still there.
He is, but he's a Yochid. I like to have two Kohanim. Achokzam in the Tam of the Rambam. It says in the Pasuk, Omor Lohem, say to them, Moshe Rabin. That's maybe a Din Daraisa. You need two Kohanim as opposed to one. But Charlie is my Rebbe Muvah. I love Charlie. Even though he has not read his great grandfather's autobiography, I've read it 3 times. And he has not yet read it. What is the problem?
He's too busy going through Gittin.
Baruch Hashem. I'll read you the Lashon HaRamban in Parshas Bo. I wrote it down for myself. Okay, I'll try not to go overboard. You probably think I've already gone overboard. I've been about place it several times. Thank you very much. You're a tzaddik, tzaddik yisraelim. The Ramban Kimat says this, that what is the function of creation? That we should say Shvachim to Hashem Yisbarach. That's the whole function of creation. That we should thank Hashem. V'yodu le'elokov shebaranu. We thank Hashem that He created us. And as a result, we simply are rhapsodic about it. That's what we do in the course of Tefillah, etc., etc. Okay, so the dialectic, you now have some understanding of what I'm referring to, this dialectical pull, as far as she was concerned. That's what I was trying to express, which I think is, thank you. That means that's a positive thing. This door speaks in a different language than I do. What shall I do? What do you suggest?
You're pretty good.
It's all good, Roshiva. Go beside it.
Here's the Gemara. I'll share with the Gemara. I'm not going to go beyond the beyond a certain point because I have to recognize where I am. Rav Soloveitchik used to give shiurim in Yiddish. These massive yahrzeit shiurim, a shiur d'roshes, he would start at 8 o'clock and a number of times at 12 o'clock at night, midnight. There's 2,000 people out there, sometimes 3,000 people, overflow crowd, I'm not exaggerating, in Yiddish. And he would say at 12 o'clock at night, all right. He would switch to English. Do you want more? That's what he would say. Do you want more? So, of course, what did I want to say, Shmuel? No. I want to go home and go to sleep, and please, I didn't open up my mouth. I couldn't talk. Not a word opened up their mouth, not a soul said a word. All right. Shtiko kaido. Obviously, you want more? He went on for another hour. I used to come home at 3 a.m. My mother, La Shom, thought I was some screws were loose. They were. I was catapulted to rhapsodic heights. I didn't even know I was traveling on a train. I think I told him when I drove to St. Louis, I used to drive from St. Louis to New York, 24 hours of driving. And my kids were very young, and I told them, no drinking for 3 days. This way, only 2 pit stops for 24 hours. I get to the shiur on Tanya Soloveitchik. And then I left them with my wife, Shlita. And then I went to the shiur. And on the way back, I didn't have to drive back. It was all Uber. Tulsa. What do you call it?
Tesla.
What's it called?
Tesla.
I was Al Kanfei Nishori. So the Gemara Sanhedrin has a statement. Chazal are very critical of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu in Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says the following: Ginayu le Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalom Hashira Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't know if you know Chumash well enough, but maybe you do, because a lot of you guys learn Chumash and you have to learn it even better, as best as you can. I hope you're doing that. You're from the Bnei Aliyah. It's Hashem. You should become a master Talmud Chacham, not just you, all of you. Collectively, it just requires a lot of Yegiyah and Amala, and it can happen. Trust me, it can happen. You know where I see it? I'm in the business of chinuch for 46 years, Ken Yibu. Right. I see when I am at chuppahs of Torah Shraga Talmidim, I have tears coming down my eyes. I can't believe this guy was Shon Aleph of HaYeshiva. How could it be? The answer is, they grow. That's what's happening to all of you. It's happening. I'm sorry?
La'at.
I'm not against la'at. I'm very much in favor of la'at. So the Chazal take Moshe Rabbeinu to task. They say, he didn't say Shira. I didn't say Mitzrayim. Who was the first one who said Shira? You have to know Chumash well. Yisrael. Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Aschem, Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro, Asher Hitzil Aschem, Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, Ato Yadati, Yisrael said, Yisrael is his father-in-law. Now I know, Ki Gono Hashem, Ki Kono Lokim, Ki Bado, Baruch Hashem, Zadu Aleim. Wow. Unbelievable.
Is it because he said Baruch Hashem?
Yes.
Doesn't Lavan say Baruch Hashem?
Where does Lavan say?
When Yaakov.
Ato, Ato, Baruch Hashem. That's what you're referring to. So you're asking a good kasha. You're asking, actually not asking, Aaron, he's my Rebbe. You know that? My Rebbe Muvok. He's pointing out something very important. Yisrael said, Loshin Baruch Hashem. It could be Yesh Lachada between Baruch and Shiva. That's already for seventh shir. I'm ready to give that shir too, but I won't do it now. But you're asking a very, very good question. But anyway, you see that this statement of Chazal, and I think that Rashi also is bothered by this. There's one word my father Shom used to be very on top of. The first word in the Shira, how does the Shira begin? What's the first word? Of the Shira that I started a few half hour ago? Oz! My father couldn't get past that word, Oz. What's that Oz? What's Oz? Okay, Oz could refer to, you're referring to the Gemara Brachas that we had the other day. Oz Yimali Tzchek Pino, Ushanen Mina. The Gemara says, also love them, the Tzchek Pi, Bada Mazeh. You know the Gemara, the Rif quotes in the Halacha, this Gemara, the Gemara Brachas. They're not supposed to have Tzchek Pi, Bada Mazeh. They're not supposed to laugh hysterically out of control, let's say, in this world. That's only then. That means, loss of love. Oz Yimali Tzchek Pino. You ever say that in Shira Malos? Anybody ever say Shira Malos here? Oh, Hashem. Al Nara's bubbles. Anybody in this yeshiva say Al Nara's bubble? Mm-hmm. When they eat bread in the morning. Wow.
Not in the morning. I don't eat bread.
Oh, whenever you eat bread. The afternoon, the nighttime. I don't know. You say Al Nara's bubble. The first page of the Mishnah Berurah. I asked Rabbi Levinsohn Shlita a number of times. I said, Harav, Samti Lev, She Ein Abi Anashim, Show Me Al Nara's bubble. So he looks at me and says, Ma? Hayim Ein Mochlim Lechem? Betach Shochlim Lechem. Mevachim לציאס ודאי ואמרתי בטח ואחד המוזן בטח אז אנחנו לא אומרים נאוס בבל לפני זה זה עמוד הראשון של המשתגרוע אז היא תולי הרי למצוא first עמוד I said but I never got that far I just started the משתגרוע and I already rubbed my hands I gave up so I never got that far to the משתגרוע Oz, Yoshi and Moshe. What's the word Oz? By the way, my father was bothered by Nochah Kasha, since I'm asking Kashas already. What event should Lichora be mentioned in the Shira? If any event should be mentioned, it would seem that there's one event which is the most salient, central episode that really is what we are talking about. Namely? No. Yitzias Mitzrayim, thank you. Is there any word about Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Shira? Isn't that a blatant lacuna? L-A-C-U-N-A-E. A glaring omission. Shmuel, what have you to say? Not a word mentioned. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, the whole thrust of the Shira, from its inception to the very close, revolves around, as you said, Kriyas Yamsuf. The splitting of the Red Sea and the miracles wrought by Hashem is brought in that context. There's an inordinate concern, you know, with what? Sus v'reichloi ramayam, with horses and chariots of paro. The whole refrain of the Shira, what's the refrain? That's mentioned a number of times. Batan lahem miriam. Shira l'ashem ki go go. Sus v'reichloi ramayam. So wouldn't you say, Shmuel, that Iko chasim and ha-sefer? Mordechai, wouldn't you say that Iko chasim and ha-sefer? Something is missing? The crux, the very essence of the Yitzias Mitzrayim has been truncated. T-R-U-N-C-A-T-E-D. It has no trunk. What am I going to do here, Shmuel? What do you suggest? So, the answer to this question, Lechora, maybe with this we will try to see if we can wrap things up in order to give you some time to breathe. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what kind of role did Klal Yisrael play? Who was the major player in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim? What do we say in the Agoda? Correct. Ribono Shel Olam, Ani V'lo Malach, Ani V'lo Sarav, Ani V'lo Shaleach, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvedo V'Atzmo. Where does that appear? Harav Greeny? In the Agoda. Correct? Yeah. Only Hashem was operating that night. Daniel, do you know how I know that? From a pasuk in Bo, like this is Pasha. What is the pasuk? If you tell me that pasuk, wow, I will be in a rhapsodic nature, in a rhapsodic mood. Where do we see in Bo that that night only Hashem was operating? I don't know if you could, this is not so simple. You got to know Chumash well. You have to learn Chumash inside out. You have a Chumash in front of you.
Pasuk Bamanas Bechoros, right?
No, I don't think so. That's true, but Makas Bechoros, that's clear. Kol Ma'ashem, Kachatzon Salad, Ani Yotzei B'toch Mitzrayim, Umeis Kol B'chol B'Eret Yitzrayim, Nebchor Paro Ayu Shal Kiso, Ad B'chor Ashri Hashem B'Yisabra, B'chol B'chol B'Eima, Vayekom Paro Lailu, Hu B'chol Adolach Mitzrayim, Vati Tzok B'chol Mitzrayim, Ki Em B'Asher En Shomeis, Vayekom Adolach Mitzrayim, Vayekom Kuh Tzum Tachavi, Gam Tzem Ani Yisrael, Ulhu Adolach Hashem B'Dabarachem, So Ani Yotzei B'toch Mitzrayim. That's not sufficient. There's another post that's even better. Lefi Ani Yuzdai. That is, what is the night called? The night of Leil HaSedek called, another name for it? Leil? Excellent. So the Pasuk says in Bo, Leil Shimurim, Hu Lashem, Lo Tziyam, Eretz Mitzrayim, Hu Alay Lo Hazeh Lashem. That's even more than Ani. It means it's only dedicated to Hashem is Baruch. So that night we were completely passive. It means only Hashem is Baruch was operating that night. We were not operating. As a matter of fact, the Rav used to comment in his dramatic kind of way, there's another gentleman who's rather critical in time in terms of the entire Sukkim of Shmoy, Sva'er, Bo, Mishalach, who does not even appear in the Haggadah. Which gentleman is that? Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow. And the Rav is a Medrash, Kedarko, he always finds words of Midrashim. Al Mishkovi Balelos, Bikashti Esha Avonashi, Bikashti Balei Mitzosi. Who says here the Song of Songs on Friday night? Only Rabbi Shemula and his gang? There are Ashkenazim who say it also.
Is what she was saying?
No. He says in the Pasuk Shir Hashir, I'm Mishkovi Balelos, I'm lying down at night, Bikashti, I'm looking for the one that I love. Lo Matzasi, I didn't find him. Who's that, says the Medrash? Moshe Rabbeinu. Now there is a Lusuk of the Amim Tagoda where Moshe Rabbeinu does appear at one point in time, but the bulk of the Agoda, Moshe Rabbeinu, is not to be found. So who is operating that night? The answer is only Hashem is Baruch. Moshe Rabbeinu fades into the background. That's the Lashon of the Haggadah. I wrote it down. Yotzien Hashem Mitzrayim, Lo Yidei Malach, Lo Yidei Shaliach. And the Gemara describes that, and the Bedu Shakshi in the Haggadah describes that. So we were passive onlookers to this miraculous episode. We were silent observers who peeped from the sidelines, Meitzitz Menachalakim, peering through the lattices. And undoubtedly, that act precipitated an obligation of saying Shevach Vodo, Zachariah Baruch Hu. I you're familiar with the Vilna Gaon. You know, the Vilna Gaon says, the Mishnah writes, you know this Mishnah. And the Gemara Brachas, you're probably also familiar. Avot Tzrichim L'Hoidos. You know, there's a din of saying, Hoidah, four different situations where you have to say, I think people, even here, and when they go on an air flight, and they come back and they say, Birchas HaGoymel. The Gemara speaks about Yordei Ayam, those who go across the sea. Holchim Midbaros, what else? Number three, excellent. Someone who was in Beis HaSurim in prison. And four, Achayla, God forbid, someone became so. The Goyin says that Klal Yisrael underwent all these four experiences in the site. He brings many riots from Midrashim, and therefore we're obligated to say Birchas HaGoymel on Pesach night. So therefore, in order to engage in Shira, man has to be energized. Is that the correct terminology? Daniel, we have to be energized, we have to play an active role. And but that did not, again, and there was someone who became active, and as a result of that individual, famous person who jumped into the sea, who was that?
Nachshon
Aminadab, the Matei Yehuda. He plunged into the sea, and as a result of that, we know that he demonstrated Mesiras Nefesh, At that point, that's what the pasuk says here. Vayar Yisrael said, "Adola Shasa Hashem b'Mitzrayim, Vayirom Es Hashem v'Amir Hashem Moshe Avdo." And then Klal Yisrael broke into Shira because really, at that point, we became more active. I'll just end with one Yisod of the Arachayim Hakadosh, which is a very famous Yisod, and I wanted to first present the question to you, and then I will tell you what I think the answer is. The Arachayim actually has a question which is raised by many of the Mefarshim. When the Egyptians are pursuing Klal Yisrael, we're rushing headlong into the face of the sea. The Torah says, "Uparo hikriv, by Yisub b'nei Yisrael say nehem." Paro's getting closer, and we lift up our eyes and we see the Egyptians pursuing us, and in front of us the sea, the raging sea, and we're frightened out of our wits. So what do? We cry out to Hashem, but here's the statement that we make. Vayomru al Moshe. What do we say to Moshe? Amibu yein kvarim b'mitzrayim. What, there are no graves in Egypt? That you take us over here. Why did you take us out of Egypt? We told you in Egypt, we're willing to remain there. Is it better that we what? That we worship Egypt and die here in the Midbar? Which sounds like a statement of despair, even I would say hopelessness, in the face of a hapless situation. They threw up their hands. They're ready to go to Egypt rather than die in a frightening desert. So, I don't understand. The Torah says, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael l'Hashem. Right before this, they cried out to Hashem. Lashon Tzaka, as you know, is the Lashon of Tefillah. Does that sound like Tefillah to you?
Complaint.
It sounds like, correct, not just complaint, but very, I would say, even profound kind of complaint. So there's a very striking Rashi. I don't know if you read Rashi carefully, but I told you need 50 to 100 hours. Rashi says in that pasuk, Vayitzaku, unbelievable Rashi. If you only remember this from the entire shir, it will always have been kedai to come to the shir. Rashi doesn't say he's palavu, Vayitzaku. Tafsu umnus avosam. Could you translate that? Tafsu, they grabbed onto umnus, the craftsmanship of their forebears. What does that mean, Daniel? The answer is that sometimes a Jew doesn't really daven b'kavanah, but we go to shul every day. We come into the yeshiva and we go through the motions. Because that's what we do. That's what Jews do when we're in trouble. We turn on the floodgates. We open up the faucet. But do we have kavanah? Not always. But we're relying on the precedent of our patriarchs and matriarchs. Of us and emoles. So Rashi doesn't say here his father. What does he say? Tafsu umnus avaisam. The one who makes this deal is the Maral Miprag and the Guarye. What a deal. A moment later, I'll just finish with this. What are they screaming? What are they crying? What are they damning? Let him go and continue to travel. Travel where? Into the raging sea? So all the Rishayim asked the Kasha, what do you mean? Why shouldn't they daven? Isn't there an obligation? Mimamakim krosicha Hashem? When should a Jew daven most? When we are in what? Straitened circumstances. Like the Straits of Magellan. When we are in hapless situations. When we are in difficult situations. That's when you cry out to Hashem and say, Tilla. So what does Hashem say? Mati tzakadai, go, be so. So comes the Arachayim HaKadosh and with this I'll end. Okay? I'll let you have respite from me. Which you probably are praying for. Said the Arachayim HaKadosh. And I want to use a mashal. He doesn't use this mashal, but I want to use it if you don't mind. You know there's a hill between Chanukah and Purim in terms of the reaction of Klal Yisrael. What happened on Purim? What did Esther call for? Tainus. And Esther probably comes from that. Either it's the 3 days that she told Mordechai, let's gather together, all the Jews, let Kenosis call Yudim Hashem Roshushan and Tzumwalai. Or it comes from the Yudala, the day itself, where they had a Melchama, and they had to defend themselves, and of course they had to pray and daven. That's also a famous discussion in Masechet Megillah. Rishonim talk about it there. So basically it was Tainus and Tefillah. What about on Hanukkah? What do we have to do? Have you read the swashbuckling exploits of the Hasmoneans, of the Hashmonoim? I told the people from England that Hasmonean, the school they come from, is named after Hashmonoim. Some of them were not aware of it. How's that possible? Bekitzur, what did the Hashmonoim do? They had a literally fight bloody battles to defend themselves against the Syrian Greeks. So now the question is, why is there a distinction between Hanukkah and Purim? In terms of the strategy employed by Klal Yisrael. So the Archaim HaKadosh says over here, to answer the question, namely, what's wrong with tefillah during this time? So he says, if there's a taina against Klal Yisrael, a kitrug, namely we're being accused of who knows what, when we are assimilating and acculturating, we're following the goyim and what have you, then in that situation, what is the proper reaction? Mesiras Nefesh. We have to show that we care about Hashem is Baruch, about the Torah, and we have to be ready to be Mesiras Nefesh. If there's a particular chet that we committed, then what's the reaction? Tefillah, tainus. That's the proper reaction. So the Archaim says this, but he doesn't use the example, but I think that's exactly relevant. Purim Chanukah. What happened on Purim? The Gemara says in Megillah, all Yulei Megillah. What happened on Purim? Shenenu Masuda B'Shoshu Rasha. They ate treifas at the Suda Achashverosh when he invited them to this 180-day feast. They had committed a chet, so therefore, what was the reaction? The reaction was, Vitzumu Alai fast, and Davin. But in the case of Hanukkah, what was happening over there? We're talking about assimilation, total assimilation. Jews who come, and as a result of being in the Western world, they are taken captive by the Western world. I have mentioned that more than once. Their values are the Western values. So that's a very massive tragedy. When we adopt their lifestyle, their philosophy, and the Archaim HaKadosh says, then it's not sufficient to simply daven and pray, but rather we have to show Siris Nefesh that we're committed to Hashem Yisbarach. That's why Hashem Yisbarach says over here, Mati Tzakei Lai, because basically what happened in Egypt, we were already wallowing in 49 levels of Tumah. We are totally assimilated. We had asthmatically absorbed the mores of Egypt. And Mela, there was the only thing that could be done was Nachshon HaMidodov. He had to jump into the raging waters, and Hashem then split the water for Klal Yisrael. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Shira till the splitting of the sea, till Nachshon HaMidodov, because then, again, we showed our commitment on the Siris Nefesh to Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, the other Nekuda, I'm just summarizing what I said till now, is that number one, the dialectic of Shira, the obligation to say Shira, but the realization that it's not so simple, because we are basically a little putty and finite man, we don't have the right to say Shira. But on the other hand, this is like the balance between, or the tension between Ava and Yira, which is an ongoing kind of tension in the life of a Jew. On the one hand, we want to show the Ava that we have for Hashem Yisbarach. On the other hand, this little sense of Yira that holds us back in some respects, so we have to somehow resolve that tension. But clearly, Shira is an obligation, and it comes about as a result of Mesiras Nefesh, that a Jew has to be ready to show Hashem Yisbarach. Let me just end by, first of all, thanking you for coming.
Thank you.
Hakar Satov. Wow. To have such wonderful Talmidim, who are Mirza Shem, and have become outstanding, not just B'nai Torah, but Talmidei Chacham, Mirza Shem. But it requires Amala, it requires Yigia. And it's Kedai to learn Chumash. Not a bad thing. Trust me, I have some experience with this. I spent a lot of time in my lifetime, Mirza Shem, hopefully many more years, learning Chumash and teaching Chumash, and a lot of beautiful things. You should know the Shana Aleph students here, every single day, there's a group of them that ply me with questions I cannot begin to describe to you.